afternoon, Kerrville and the surrounding lovely towns of the Hill Country. I'm Bobby Burris with the Hero Card Hour, and I'm sitting in today for our loyal leader, Lou. He's on a little vacation this week, so I'll be sitting in today and going over some neat business that we've got going on with the Hero Card. All right. And we've got a fabulous guest here today that we'll bring on here shortly. Glenn, how has your week been?
It's been good. It's been a productive week. Kind of hot. Wish we'd see some rain, but
summer's here.
Summer's here. It's Texas. Yeah. It is what it is. You know.
Well, like I say, we were just talking before the show. I came from McAllen, and I'll take this 95 any day.
Well, I tell you what was really fun was the car show over the weekend.
Well, I was there actually.
I didn't run into you or Lou. I took a bunch of pictures.
My problem was is I got a little bum knee from a couple weeks ago.
And, oh, man.
So I put up my little canopy tent, parked my car, and sat there. I made one stroll through the grounds, and that was to go get a buzzy barbecue sandwich.
There you go. That's what
but
I
it
always...
was a great show. There's a lot of neat cars there. I did see some really great cars. And
oh, there was one Oldsmobile Cutlass there. It was silver. That was odd. I just love big American cars.
Did
man.
You see the boat car?
I did see the boat car, yeah.
That was quite a sight.
There were so many neat automobiles.
Yeah, there really was. There was some good-looking vehicles there, and always nice people that do those shows. Like I say, this is the second show that I've taken my car to since I've lived here, and meet some of the neatest people.
Oh, absolutely.
My dad used to travel all over the state with this car, and he would always tell me about some of the finest folks that he would run into. Just these car folks are good folks in most cases.
Good people, yeah. Man. And I tell you, it is definitely car show season here in the Texas Hill Country.
Absolutely. There's another one coming up, I think.
Tomorrow, I believe.
Is there one tomorrow?
There's one tomorrow at the Veterans Center with a cook-off going on as well.
Well, you know, my wife said something to me about that. I said, no, the last flyer I got was one for the 22nd that's coming up. And then there's one that the Chamber's putting on, I think it's August 4th.
So plenty of chances.
Oh, yeah, this is the time of year for them. Everybody likes to bring their things out and show them off.
I love to look at them.
Yeah, no, they're a lot of fun. So what is your plans this weekend? Are you going to one of those shows?
I believe I will. I think I'll go. Okay. I'll take my camera, go snap some pictures, and maybe post those online for the radio station Facebook and website and promote that. It's to benefit our veterans, again, at 411 Meadowview Lane.
Oh, it's at the Veterans Center. Okay, I'm thinking the one I did last November at the VA hospital. So this is a little different.
This is a different one. Hopefully that one will happen again, too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, how interesting. Well, you know, one thing I was looking at this weekend, too, something else is going on, just to give a little plug to something going on here in Kerrville. There's a rodeo.
Hey!
Tonight and tomorrow night out at the Youth Center. There's, I think, some professional rodeo. It says rodeo events including bull riding, bear bronc riding, ladies barrel racing, ladies breakaway, calf roping, team roping, tie down calf roping, saddle bronc. I think tonight at 8 o'clock at the Hill Country Youth Center, 8 p.m., they're going to have barbecue and chili cook-offs and street dance and children's activities. It'll be a lot of fun. So tonight and tomorrow, I haven't been to a rodeo in a long time. So
let's
make the rodeo.
Absolutely.
This weekend as well. Also wanted to talk about one other thing that's going on that I thought was a good month for it. You know, there's always a national something. This is national whatever.
Graham cracker month.
Absolutely. Well, you know what this month is?
What?
It is ice cream.
Oh, perfect for July.
Yeah, good celebration to have. What's your favorite ice cream?
Oh, let's see. I like Millennium Crunch. I'm a big Bluebell guy.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Cookies and cream, and then I guess pralines and cream would be round out my top three.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Not that I get to have much of that anymore.
Yeah, that's one of my wife's and my vices. We'll have a little ice cream pretty regularly. So.
Oh, man.
But I thought that was an interesting National Ice Cream Month. Heck of a deal. So need a whole month for that.
So go ahead.
It's not just a day.
There's my excuse.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to go have some.
Absolutely. Well, we do have a wonderful guest here today to talk about something that's really important. Our kids. You know, our kids are about the most important thing in the world to us.
Absolutely.
And today we have the executive director with CASA here with us in the studio, Stephanie Cash. And she's going to give us a little information about the CASA program, who it helps, why you would want to help, and what we can all do as a community to come together and make a project like this really shine. So, Stephanie, welcome to the studio today.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate you having me here.
Stephanie, nice to see you.
Thank you. Good to see y'all, too. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, give us a little synopsis on this program. Sure, I got to believe lots of it. It's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yes, Hill Country CASA established in 1989.
Okay.
And our job is to provide volunteers who will advocate for children in court.
Okay.
These children have been removed from their home due to abuse or neglect in their home.
Wow.
And we are working to reunify that family back together in a healthy and safe way.
Okay. Is there some mentorship that goes along with this as well? Type of thing?
Absolutely. Our CASA volunteers are very important to this process because they get to know the children involved on an individual level. They maintain a relationship with the children. And that's really important because we want the kids' opinions and what's in their best interest to be accomplished in court.
Sure.
And so our CASA volunteers are that vital link between the children and the courts that are making decisions about them.
So generally speaking, they probably have quite a bit of time they get to spend with the kids before that ultimate process of going through the court dates and things of that nature, so they get to really know who they are, maybe how to advocate for them.
Absolutely.
In the best way.
Yeah. Well, every child is an individual, right? And
sure.
So we all have our own individual needs. And it's really important that our CASA volunteers understand and know these children individually.
Sure.
So when we go to court, we're talking about what this kid needs versus what this kid needs.
Yeah.
And making sure that everybody gets everything that they need to
sure.
be successful.
Now, where did this program start at originally? You say it's been here since 1989?
We started locally in 89. This is actually a national project.
Well, that's why I've been seeing a lot of commercials on the radio.
Yes.
Local or national television lately. And
yes.
radio spots here on this fine
Absolutely.
Radio station as well.
Yes.
So where did it originate from? Who got this thing started?
In 1977, there was a Seattle Superior Court judge. His name was David Socoop up in Seattle.
Mm.
So he was the presiding judge over child protection cases, and he was realizing that he was missing pieces of information when he was making these really important decisions about children
sure.
and their life. So he reached out through the newspaper, asked for a dozen or so folks to come in and volunteer. He was shocked when 50 people came and actually wanted to volunteer. And that started the nationwide movement.
Yeah.
So we actually have CASA programs representative in all 50 states.
Wow.
Here in Texas, we have 72 local CASA programs that are serving about 235 of the 254 counties in the state.
Wow. That's really something.
Mm-hmm.
That's really something. So how does someone get involved in this? I mean, what does it take? How much time does somebody need to devote? I mean, what are the prerequisites to doing this and helping?
Anybody who has a heart for this, we can find somewhere for you to be. A CASA volunteer needs to be 21 years old. We've got some background checks that they'll
sure.
release us to run, and they'll pass. And then we have an initial training that's part online, part in person. That all total takes about 30 hours.
Okay.
And then once you have gone through that initial training, you become an officer of the court, and you're sworn in.
Oh, wow.
And so our sworn volunteers then are able to be assigned to cases, and that may take anywhere between 5 and 20 hours a month. Depends on the case,
okay.
the child or the children involved, where they're located once
sure.
they're removed into foster care, because kids removed from Kerrville don't necessarily stay in Kerrville.
Oh, really?
Okay. And so there may be a travel component to the okay. hourly requirement. But we tell people on average about 10 hours a month, and that may vary a little depending
sure.
on the circumstances.
Sure. And how large of an area does the Hill Country CASA cover?
We are proud to serve Kendall, Kerr, Bandera, and Gillespie counties.
Wow. Y'all got quite a geography there.
Yeah, we've got a 4-county service area, and we are so fortunate for the 95 community volunteers out of those 4 counties who are working to serve the children each year. We anticipate to serve about 300 children
wow.
from these 4 counties each
so
year.
Currently you have about 95 sworn children advocates.
Yes.
That's really exciting stuff.
Yes.
And now, is this something that once is it you just get to help one child and then you move on? Or, I mean, is this something, I guess some of these 95 have been doing this with multiple children over the years.
Oh, yes. We have volunteers who have been with us. We have one volunteer who's been with us since we started in 89, and he has continuously taken cases throughout that time. And so what we hope is that when we assign a case to a CASA volunteer, that we are working to get that child or sibling group to permanence. Hopefully, we're going to reunify them with their parents, put that family back together, and let them move on. If that is not possible, then we're going to be looking for another permanent situation. Maybe that's with relatives or a caring community member who wants to foster that child. So once permanence is found, we back out. And we go on to the next. Okay. And so we have a very significant role in the in this system, but only for the period that the child is in child protective custody.
Okay. So it's not like an ongoing follow-up after the fact or anything like that?
Typically, our appointments are between 18 and 24 months.
Okay.
And then when the child's permanence is found and the court dismisses the case, CASA is also dismissed, and that gives us capacity to work with new children and families.
So when you're trying to get families back together, that may have, you know, the parents may have been what created some of the mess to begin with, do you have programs for them as well? Is there folks in your organization that are also trying to coach and teach the parents that, you know, this is what needs to be done and these are the kind of changes you need to make in order to get your child back? I mean, is that something that y'all get involved in, or is that a whole separate issue?
We're primarily involved to advocate for the child.
The child.
But the court will assign the parents a plan of service.
Okay.
And so they have court-ordered things to do.
Ah.
And parents who are involved and who are working their plans, our CASA volunteers are going to support them, are going to be a sounding board, an ear, model appropriate parenting behavior, and really do everything we can to put them in a position to have the tools they need to be a safe and stable parent.
But the court sort of sets that up on their side.
That's the court's responsibility.
And then y'all will certainly give that encouragement.
Yes.
Of you know, let's do this for the kid.
Yes. Let's put the family back together.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, that's quite interesting. How many? Is there other ways to help besides volunteering? Because I know, like myself, I was approached a couple of times where I lived in the past, and I don't know. That's seeing kids, you know, not being treated the way children are supposed to be treated is probably a very tough thing.
It's hard to watch.
Oh, man, hard to hear about.
I think we've all come across that a time or two.
Yeah.
You know?
So is there ways for people to help? I mean, otherwise, I mean, do y'all look for monetary donations? Do you, you know, what other type of volunteer services besides taking on that very big responsibility when you, I mean, I got to believe when you take that on and go through what you need to become an advocate, you know, that's a quite a responsibility. So is there some other things? Is there smaller ways people can help if they don't want to maybe start with that aspect of trying to take on a kid for themselves?
Sure. Well, let me say first, before I tell you the other ways,
okay,
let me challenge you that, and this is something that I say, folks in the, that are listening may have seen me talk at different groups. And I challenge our community members to think about not the circumstance that brought that child in, though that is important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But let's be the solution.
Sure.
We have young men and ladies in foster care who may very well age out of foster care and we may not ever be able to find them a permanent family.
Oh, wow.
And so those kids miss a... Think about being a teenager, or think about your teenagers. All of the lessons that a teenager needs before they leave your house, right, and they fly the nest and they go to college or trade school or wherever, those kids don't get that.
They miss that whole process.
They miss all of that. No job experience, no driver's license, no idea how to get a bank account. Some of them, we're struggling just to get, like, Social Security card, birth certificate. I mean, to even do some of that stuff.
Sure.
So these kids, yes, it is hard. And every story that you see when the kid comes into foster care is a hard story to read.
Well, I imagine.
We need folks who are able to show these kids how to be good humans, good adults, good contributing members of society.
Right.
And so I put that out there as an idea to think about, because that is something that people tell me is, oh my gosh, this must be so hard. And it is hard,
right.
But it's also very rewarding,
sure.
When we can go in and really make a significant and deep impact on a child or a family.
Yeah.
But some other ways that you can get involved: call the office and talk to Amy Harding. She's our volunteer coordinator.
Okay.
We have several different projects that we do throughout the year. We're offering training for volunteers on a very regular basis.
Okay.
And so if anybody listening may have some experience that would be helpful to our volunteers, we'd love to have them come in and talk to our volunteers.
Wow, yeah.
Another way that people can be involved, if that's not comfortable, is they can certainly donate. Our website's set up for that. It's a secure payment portal, and that's 100% tax deductible donation. It costs about $175 to train, screen, and vet a new volunteer for service. And so that's something that's always helpful. 87 cents of every dollar that we bring in is spent on direct service of children. The 12 cents is spent on administrative, and only 1 cent is spent on fundraising. And so we really do put the funds that are received by our community back into service to these children.
Sure.
Another thing that I tell people about, you can go on to, if folks are on Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
I moved from Austin most previously to coming here. Amazon was like a lifesaver, because it's all that stuff you can't get at Walmart.
Right,
you can have brought right to your door, you
in
know?
2 days.
It's so, and you don't have to drive anywhere.
Oh, that's right.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
So if you're on Amazon, you can use your regular login information on smile.amazon.com. And what it does is you go in and you make your purchases, you get your dog food and your toilet paper and stuff, and it takes 0.5% of your purchases and donates it back to the charity of your choice.
Uh-huh.
And so it really, you need toilet paper anyway, right?
Sure.
So you may as well get online, and just by adding Smile in front and using all your same login information, you can actually make a donation back. There are several agencies that you can choose, but I hope you'll choose Hill Country Casa.
But y'all are on the drop down of that list.
We're on that. All you have to, when you sign in, it'll ask you,
okay,
who do you want to support, and you type in Hill Country Casa, and we're the first one that pops up. You click it, and you never have to do that again.
So that's smile.amazon.com.
Yes, sir.
Well, that'll be pretty easy to do, and it's the same login credentials.
Everything's the same.
Wow.
It'll take over your Prime if you've got any of that.
Now,
all your membership
is that
settings.
Something that your purchase is helped to provide, or is Amazon kick in
Amazon
part of this as well? Or
it's all your purchases.
Right.
Now, there are a few times a year, and we'll advertise it on our website, where Amazon will kick that percentage up. Back in March, they kicked it up to 5% on one day. So we were emailing everybody and saying, hey, buy your stuff on this day, because we got 10 times more that day. But, you know, that's a real easy thing, and you can feel good about it.
Yeah.
And we've got so many folks in the community. This is such a neat community to live in. We were talking about that before we came on the air. There are so many folks out here who are doing community service and working to help their neighbors. And so sometimes volunteering in a big capacity like this isn't comfortable. And so, yeah, we want to make a lot of ways available. And like I said, if folks want to be involved in a different way,
sure,
just give us a call at the office. We've got a lot of different ways we can plug people in, whether it's with our agency or one of our partners.
Yeah. Now, do y'all do some fundraisers during the year?
We do have fundraisers during the year. We did a mail out to the Chamber of Commerce folks back in the spring.
Okay.
And we got a great response from that. We had several businesses kicked in and helped us. And so we were able to train another 8 volunteers, which was very helpful to us.
Let's keep that in mind. Let's bring that to Lou's attention, because that's something I think, you know, we do regular email blasts through the Hero Card. And, you know, we'd certainly, Lou's is always looking for something special to tell our members.
Awesome.
So, you know, we can do something for you in that respect, too. I'm sure Will.
Very cool.
Lou would be very much wanting to do that.
Yes, I love this back patting. Everyone's helping each other out. What a neat community.
Absolutely. Now, do y'all have a Facebook page?
We don't, but we're working on that.
Okay.
We do have a really great website, though.
Okay.
www.hccasa.org. So it's in Hill Country Casa.
hccasa.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Facebook, I find, you know, lots of people. I seem to get more information or utilize that almost as much or more than than emails and things these days.
Yeah, you want to know where folks are. Search,
well, yeah. You get, you know, I won't call it news, but you get, you know, a little grapevine type stuff along with some national stuff. And, of course, you know, you guys here at the Rev post some neat stuff about our community and whatnot. So I think that's be a great place for you guys to help connect with the social media audience these days. So
We're looking forward to putting that Facebook page up this fall. And yeah, it just makes sense. If you want to know what folks are doing, go to Facebook.
Absolutely. These days. Well, that may be a good thing for us when y'all launch that. Maybe we can help you in at least talking to all of our Hero Card members that you guys are now on Facebook, and for everybody to try to follow y'all there.
Yeah, go give us a like.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we do have some great music today.
Yes, we do.
So maybe we'll take a quick little break, and then we'll come back with Stephanie and talk a little bit more about CASA and what everybody here in the community can do to help make it better for our kids. So the Doobie Brothers, I'll have to add right quick, was the very first concert I ever went to.
Really?
Probably about 13 years old in Corpus Christi at the Coliseum there on the Bayfront, which I think has probably been torn down by now. It was
good memories, though.
Oh, yeah, that was my very... Went with an older cousin of mine that took me, and I've seen the Doobie Brothers, I'd say, 4 or 5 times now.
Wow.
Last time was in McAllen, probably about 5 years ago. So
you almost follow them around like the
Grateful
Dead?
Yeah, I won't quite go that far. But yeah, I have to say their music is probably in my favorites of all time music.
Oh, great stuff. You know, so listen to some.
We'll look forward to it. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Hero Card Hour on 1230 AM KERV. We'll be back shortly.
Major weight loss and your quick cravings tip of the week. When you want a snack, HALT. And HALT stands for hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. So you just need to ask yourself these questions. Am I really hungry? All right, if you're hungry, go ahead and have a snack, but make sure that it's something you won't later regret. Or are you angry or some other emotion? Sad? Maybe you're lonely or just feeling bored? That's kind of that category of lonely. And then there's tired. And a lot of people have snacks because they just want a jolt of some energy. That's when people will reach for that sugary treat in the middle of the afternoon. So when you ask yourself these questions, you'll make a better decision in the kitchen. And to really be reminded of these things, you can download my emotional eating checklist at my website, majorweightloss.com. That's MAGER.com. Until next time, bye for now.
When the sun comes up.
Welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. I'm Bobby Burris, sitting in for Lou McCoy today, who is a... I saw a picture of him in a whitewater raft. So,
oh, really?
I think he's in a dangerous situation. We'll say a quick prayer that he made it out of the raft and,
yeah, no
and
kidding.
Keep him safe there on his travels, but we'll look forward to having Lou back.
Oh, I saw him bragging that he had to wear a jacket.
Oh, where he was. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he was in a little cooler weather than we are.
Yes, indeed.
To say the least.
That's all right. He deserves a break. Lou works pretty hard.
Absolutely, so. He does. A couple other things we'll announce that I saw that are going on this weekend. As I mentioned about the rodeo, there's also something going on tomorrow in Centerpoint. And we're starting to look at our expansion over into the Centerpoint area. But the Centerpoint Fire Department is having a fundraiser this Saturday. And a parade. Parade starts at 10:30 in the morning. So if you get a chance to go out and you want to see a little parade tomorrow in Center Point, and then they're going to have a little fundraiser for the, for the Center Point Fire Department. So let's keep our folks in just down the road from us in our thoughts of helping them raise a little money for the folks that volunteer to save your house if it's on fire.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's very important. Yeah. Our local volunteer fire departments are all very
absolutely.
Important.
Absolutely. Also, while we're taking a little break here, we got to get to news here in just a minute, but we want to talk about a few of our business partners that accept the Hero Card. We've got some neat places have been added. If you haven't been to Banzai lately, Banzai Japanese Steak and Sushi, they're a new hero partner of ours, and they offer a free non-alcoholic beverage with your meal. So
nice.
Go have a little sushi, a little hibachi type of seafood and steak. Great place to go. And
get you a Dr. Pepper for
zero. You know, of course, these days people are like, well, just a free drink. Well, I don't know. Drinks are about $2.50 most places I go.
They
these
are,
days,
so yeah.
It's not a bad savings at all. Also, we want to talk about the Callow Theater. If you need something to do, they're always having some neat events going on over there. So we want to be sure that you let them know over there when you go in and buy your ticket. They will offer you a free beverage with your ticket. So
wow,
not a bad deal over there either.
Save some big money after a while.
Absolutely. One of our new partners as well, if you haven't been by there, I had some steaks for the other day that were just fabulous. Daddy Jim's
Daddy
Quality
Jim.
Meats.
Yes, sir.
Over there next to the Veterans Hospital. He makes some sausage over there that blueberry.
Mm-hmm, that's my favorite right there.
He's got about 10 different flavors of sausage. And something I had over there a couple weeks, too, were homemade hot dogs.
Oh.
Being this is a hot dog. This probably is National Ice Cream, but probably National Hot Dog Month.
Right.
the crazy people at Nathan's, I saw parts of that. The guy ate 70-something hot dogs in 10 minutes, I think it was. It was some crazy amount.
Very crazy.
Same guy. I think the same guy wins every year, so he must have a trick. But anyway, these hot dogs at Daddy Jim's, way better than Nathan's hot dogs. They were freshly done there on site, so... check them out as well. If you don't feel like cooking, go to Del Norte. They are a hero partner of ours. You know, if you've got some other things of trying to be a little healthy, go to Kerrville Health Foods. They've got a cool little cafe there where they do some great food as well.
Great juice,
and of course,
too.
Yeah, lots of good stuff there that a little better for you possibly than the sausage, but I'm still a sausage guy.
Yeah.
You know, one of our new partners as well is Lemieux's RV Truck and Equipment Repair. They have renewed with us, and they you can save 5% up to $50 on all your preventative maintenance. So go get an oil change and save some money there.
Good friends to Revolution Broadcasting, may I also add.
Well, you know, I've really appreciated them. I they were involved in that first car show that I did. A few weeks back there to benefit the state hospital. And they helped put all that together. It was a really nice show there at the youth center, so it was inside. Good time of year to have inside shows because it's not quite as hot. But so anyway, those are a few of our Premier 7 Gym. You need to give them a call if you need to work out a little bit. Or R&R Pest Control, bugs are out, so give them a call. And they'll help... get rid of the bugs.
Eradicate them
yeah,
bugs.
Yeah, absolutely. If you need some new threads, you ladies, a little something to go out with this weekend, Ravished by Design. Offers a 10% discount store-wide every day. So
Kennedy's place.
Yes, Kennedy and Jana. They're fabulous over there. And they're I see her posts on Facebook. She is always getting in new stuff. And even has some stuff for men that are pretty cool. So check them out over there. You'll enjoy a visit with them.
Absolutely.
Need a little help with your truck? Call Rhino Linings if you need a little spray-on bed liner. He's doing a great $50 off your spray-on bed liner at Rhino Linings of Kerrville. So those are just a few of our partners. We'll talk about a few more if we have time at the end of the show. Stephanie's been nice enough to hang loose with us while we did a little hero card business. And now we're going to break for just a moment to get a little news and weather in. And we'll be back shortly at KERV 1230 AM Talk Radio with the Hero Card Hour.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
Well, the Doobie Brothers, you just can't beat that, I'll tell you. Glenn, you did very good on your music choice today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
We can play that every week. Put that down on the list.
At least the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, at least one of their songs.
Well, that's because Lou has us play Dire Straits about every month and a half.
we'll put Doobie Brothers on, it'll be Doobie Brothers, absolutely. Well, we don't have much time left today, and we've got a couple more things we want to hear from Stephanie here from CASA. Of how we can get involved and what good you can do by giving their office a call and reach out, ask for somebody to give you some insight of what you can do to help. So, Stephanie, welcome back again.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the kids served in the Kerrville area. You mentioned you do about four or five counties here, but tell us, I mean, the majority of the folks listening to us, they probably in the Kerrville area, so tell us a little bit about the kids that they would help serve in the Kerrville area.
We serve children birth to 18 and in all four counties. historically about 50 to 55% of the caseload that we serve every year, which is about 300 children, is from Kerrville.
Oh, wow.
Kerr County. And so this is a community issue. And so we're looking at somewhere between 100 and 150 children per year come from into foster Kerrville. Care from Kerrville.
Why do you think that number is so higher than here than everywhere else?
Well, we're a little more populous than, okay. than the other areas. We've got a very diligent CPS unit, and a shout out to those ladies in that office today, doing really good work with the families in our sure. area to help rehabilitate these families and hopefully not see them again. Right.
Absolutely.
So we really have a community problem, and what I hope and those that are listening today, what I hope is that they'll consider finding a niche to get involved.
Right.
If CASA's not the comfortable choice, we've got community partners with Victim Services, with some of the child placing agencies, with Child Protective Services right. themselves, and we will help plug somebody who's interested into right. the space that fits
okay,
them.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, you mentioned during the break that you had a pretty nice story to tell.
I
about,
do.
About something that would leave us on a high note today, because this is a little bit of a tough conversation, you know,
it is.
But important, because if we don't have these volunteers, these kids fall through the cracks in many cases. So tell us a little bit about a good story to end on today.
Well, the good stories are the ones that keep us going at the office.
Sure.
Me and my five staff over there really are just delighted when we get to reunify a family back together, or a child gets adopted, and so it's wonderful. One of the stories that I like to tell, we had a child that was removed into foster care at 12 years old,
wow.
Removed from their father. The mother was not in the state and was having some of her own personal issues going sure. on at the time that the child was removed, and so the child was in foster care about 2.5 years, and the mother came back into the picture, into Kerrville, mm-hmm. and the mother really started working hard to get her life together and get herself back on track. At this point, there was really no connection between the child and the mother. It had been years since they had really had any meaningful relationship.
Oh, man.
And so, because the child had been in foster care, mom
sure.
had been gone, right? And so the CASA volunteer had kept in touch with the maternal grandmother
oh, wow.
all throughout the time, just checking in, seeing where the mom was throughout the years. Everybody, understandably, was very hesitant when the mother came back to Kerrville to move forward with trying to put the mother and the child back together.
Sure.
But the CASA volunteer really stayed steadfast in being in touch with the grandmother and then with the mother. And as the mother progressed, the CASA volunteer really worked with CPS and with the child's attorney to help reintroduce the mother to them.
Wow.
And it took about 18 months. The CASA volunteer really worked hard to bring yeah. everybody around. But this mother, without going into too many details, had done quite a few things to really bring herself to a point where she was safe and stable for her child.
Right.
And so I am very pleased to say that after that child was in foster care for 4 years, the mother's rights had been terminated. We reunified the mother and the child back together in wow. March of this year.
Awesome.
And they are doing very, very well.
That is just great. That's what your volunteering can help create.
It was that one
Follow
volunteer,
yeah.
and I can say with all certainty, if that volunteer had not been in the situation, that would not have been the outcome we would have achieved.
Right.
It was because the
so
volunteer
they were instrumental
did.
In making
she, absolutely,
that
she was instrumental yeah. in making sure that that child ultimately got to go home.
Yeah. So they that was a volunteer that went above and beyond.
That's
call
what,
of duty.
Well, and what I have to say is I am privileged to know 95 of the most selfless individuals.
They do it all the time. Yeah,
they This is their really everyday good. Work.
It's yeah. a labor of love, I would
yes,
imagine.
It absolutely is. They
awesome.
Give up their heart, their time, yeah. and their talent. I've got goosebumps just talking
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
They are some of the most amazing and wonderful sure. people. And I'm welcome in the community to join our family.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And I hope anybody out there that has a few hours a month and has a passion to help out, we'll go ahead and give Hill Country Casa a call. Check them out online, and we'll be looking forward to your Facebook page coming around here real soon. You let us know about that, and let's touch base with Lou when he gets back, and let's see what we got to do to get you as part of our email blast or something that we can help drive consciousness to this effort. So we appreciate you being on today, and Stephanie, thank you very much for taking your time to come in and talk with us about that today.
Well, it was my honor and delight. I thank you so much. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
You as well.
You too.
All right, Glenn. Well, let's. I've got a few more folks I want to talk about as far as our business partners today. We've got a big expansion going on in Fredericksburg.
Really?
Heather over there and Lou are just really taking that little town by storm. So all we want to give a shout out and some mentions to some of our business partners in Fredericksburg right now that are taking the card. So I'm going to just it's not as long a list as Kerrville yet, but it's growing, but we'll run down the list. Alamo Springs Cafe.
Oh, good hamburgers over there.
Absolutely, on Alamo Road there in Fredericksburg. They do 10% off your meal.
Wow.
You can't beat that. We've also got Andy's Steak and Seafood. Have you eaten there before?
No.
That's a good. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of going to Luby's.
Oh, really?
It's that kind of home-style cooking food. I used to, when I was working over there, I always enjoyed having lunch there.
Sounds good.
They do a 10% off regular priced menu items every day. So give them a holler. Occasionally, you've got a girlfriend you need to send something nice to. We have Bloom and Handler Florist. 10% off your purchase. They're on San Antonio Street in Fredericksburg. So if you need a little flowers, Bloom and Handler Florist will help you out there. We've also got Catfish Haven. Need a little ice cream? Clear River Ice Cream. 15% off every day. And, of course, with this being National Ice Cream Month.
Ice Cream Month, yes, sir.
Clear River Ice Cream in Fredericksburg would be the place to be. Another good place, and I think this is one of the first ones they got back going, was Cranky Frank's Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
You eaten there before. You know, I always used to get a kick because usually I'd take a late lunch. Well, if you want Cranky Frank's, don't take a late lunch. Because Cranky over there, he makes, I guess, only a certain amount of meat every day, and when it's sold out, it's sold out. He puts a big sign out that says sold out.
I'd
get over there about 2 and missed out. So I'd have to take early lunch. We've also got, you need to, you know, something I did at my own house recently was a water conditioning system, water softener. We have very hard water here in Kerrville.
Absolutely.
So anyway, Culligan Water in Fredericksburg takes the card. Dairy Queen in Fredericksburg. Need a little more ice cream. This is ice cream month. Let's get back on ice cream.
Give me a blizzard, please.
Also, with the heat out there, we want to add our newest partner over there, which is Fire and Ice Heating and Air.
Oh.
This time of year, you don't want your AC going down. That's for sure. So give them a call, and they can. They're doing 10% off on a check-in service. Or 10% off a service call. So that'll save you some money if you got to get your AC ready, because this is just the beginning of the hot weather.
Right.
We got about 2 months.
Yeah, about 2 more months,
about
yes.
About 2 more months for our first potential cold front. Also, if your yard is dying and having a heck of a time keeping up with the watering, Frontier Irrigation and Landscape, let these guys... 10% off a sprinkler repair if you already got one, but they install new systems. So,
man, I'm telling you.
Save you for some watering.
Save a lot with the Hero card.
Daddy's Pizza, Glorious Medical Equipment, La Tequila Jalisco, new little Mexican food restaurant there.
I'll do a lot of Mexican food.
Lincoln Street Wine Market. Maybe we need a little wine at the end of the day. And, of course, ultimately... let's don't forget our friend Major Weight Loss, because all this ice cream and wine and home cooking, we may need to consider a little nutritional advice.
Yes, talk to Angela.
She'll help us out over there. So, the Race Barn is another place, Ratskeller. You know, we've got quite a few, and there's some fundraising going on there in Fredericksburg as well, the Class of 2020. They're doing an online fundraiser, which is really the coolest thing. You don't even have to touch the cards if your organization would like to do a fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
You can do it completely online. People can go to our website and buy the card. And in the notes section when you buy the card, put the organization you'd like to have receive the money for that card, like the class of 2020 there in Fredericksburg.
What a great deal.
Well, it really is, because it's a and, you know, I think we've talked about this before, but because the card will, if you so desire it, renew every year, that same organization continues to get that fundraising money every year from your renewal.
Wow.
So, you know, if you sold 100 cards the first year and 50 of those renewed, well, you're 50 ahead already for next year's fundraiser. So we found that our fundraisers are really been beneficial for the different organizations. It's a little different than selling cookie dough or or candy or whatever.
Well, and think about this, folks. There's a reason why so many people are involved with the Hero Card.
Well, and, you know, the cool thing, it's a $25 annual investment, but you could save all kinds of money throughout the year because the card is good for 1 year.
Well,
you
a guy like me, I eat out so much, well, I would save $25 on drinks going to the places.
Oh, weekly.
Weekly.
Probably.
Yes.
Just about. So, yeah. So it's a, and with our fundraisers, the $25 card, the organization makes half of that money. So it's a great thing. It's an easy, no fuss type of thing. You don't got to go pick up cookie dough and get it delivered before it melts in the sun or whatever the case may be.
Uh-oh, so I left those chocolate bars in the trunk too long.
And if your organization out there is looking to do a fundraiser, check out our website, herocardonline.com.
Okay.
You can do a request for a fundraiser right there online. Fill out the information. It gets sent off to us. Lou will put the blessing on it, and we'll have you guys making money with the Hero Card before the end of the week.
Wow,
how about that?
Piece of cake.
So let's everybody needing to do some fundraisers, let's get out there and get online and check us out. And if you're a business that would like to participate in our program as well and get some of our members to come patronize your business on a regular basis, you can also sign up to be a business partner online. So the website's very comprehensive. The one thing people use it for literally every day, it has the complete updated list of all the business partners and what their discount is. So if you're planning on going out this weekend and not sure what to do and maybe on limited funds and need to save a little money, check us out online, Hero Card Online, and find out what's available to do this weekend, save a little money.
And that's the other thing that's great is there's such a wide array of businesses for different needs, you know, eating out or getting, you know, some mechanic work done or, you know, irrigation. There's just a whole plethora of
Ways
to save.
A couple weeks ago, I went out, pushed the button on my garage door. It did not open.
Oh, no.
So turns out we have a partner, Amco Overhead Door Company here in Kerrville, $400 garage door opener that I had to have replaced. They came and put it in, gave them my Hero Card, saved $40.
Wow.
So I more than paid for my Hero Card in that one transaction. So there's, you know, from pest control to plumbers to handymen to landscaping. I mean, there's a...
You just can't beat the
Hero
Card. Well,
you know, you really can't. So we're... it's really been growing a lot, and like I say, we've expanded very well into Fredericksburg, and Lou and Heather, I think, are talking with Johnson City and Bernie, and I've been to Center Point recently, and we're going to just continue to expand this in some of the other smaller little townships around.
Yeah, maybe head to my neck of the woods, Bandera.
Absolutely. Well, that's on my next list of places to go.
Good folks so over there.
We'll have to get together with you and... get hooked up with some of the mainstays of business there that would make the most sense for the locals.
Sure. Happy to.
So we'll find us a, you know, Gibson style store. We always, you know, love our folks over at Gibson's,
because
You can save 10% with a Hero Card. Just about everything in the store, I think they exclude guns and cigarettes, but other than that, they'll save you some money over at Gibson's, and they sell the card over there as well. So if you don't find a fundraiser at the moment, run by Gibson's and check them out. Glenn's telling me we're out of time. This is got to be the Lou's mentioned that the fastest hour.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. Well, I appreciate you, Glenn, today and helping me muddle through this.
You did great, man.
And of course, we definitely want to give another shout out to Stephanie K. cash from Hill Country Casa.